pre-match warm-up, Arsenal this weekend for the Reds. It's a big fixture for both teams. Both could be top at Christmas. You've got Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Kev Walsh, Mike Kearney, Pete Bolster. There'll be a caller to come. It will be Jim Johnson. But Kev, we'll touch on West Ham briefly before we get stuck into Arsenal. And I think a number of us have been waiting for a statement performance for a good few weeks now. I think the Reds delivered that and more last night.
Yeah, great performance. We'd done the post-match pint last night, me, Phil and Dochen. And we were just saying, it was nice to just enjoy the match. Like I said, it was a cracking performance yesterday, but it just felt like if we'd got an early goal against United, you could have potentially seen a very similar performance. I think once they had to maybe just take a little chance or two. And yesterday when we first started going at them, I was looking at it thinking, good performance, this doing well, couldn't have to do a goal. And then it takes a boss like to score an absolute worldie. And then once that goes in, everything relaxes then, doesn't it? The crowd relax, the players relax. And I think probably a little bit of Moyes goes, well, yeah, I've seen this one before and it's not the end of the world. But yeah, really, really good to see them just like the connections they seem to have and the players just like taking the extra little bit of responsibility on themselves. Curtis Jones, Elliott, I thought were absolutely fantastic. And they have been all season, to be fair to them. But yeah, like a real tonic from the feeling I had on Sunday coming out of the ground last night, especially with such a big one coming up.
Manager was lovely, Neil, both pre and post match. Before the game, he spoke about Jared Bowen loads, despite not being asked about Jared Bowen, which I thought was interesting. He then two-footed the main stand after the game. After the game, in his post match interview. And his comments about Curtis Jones, I thought, were really interesting as well. No doubt delighted with Curtis's performance. As Kev said, it was a stellar showing from him and others. But then he talks a little bit about we wanted to do other things, like move the ball a little bit faster. And I think they have a little bit of a chat as well during the game or just after the game about one or two little moments that maybe Curtis could have done better. But I think overall, as Kev said, the manager has to be delighted with pretty much everything he saw last night.